exciting, exciting work with people's souls before they came to the earth. Do we bring some of this stuff with us? We have these core issues that we, no matter what we do, that we can't shake it loose. It's like, haven't you done this and you've done that and it still stays. So she's finding out for people's things that they brought with them. So there's these core issues, and then when you get the aha, you ziggy, 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 it goes, and then you get free.
The necklace gets unraveled.
So that was very, very, very well spoken, I know. Yes. And so Norma always is a wonderful speaker. She is so in touch with who she is and why she is. And I can't say enough superlatives about her, so I will stop making a fool of myself. And I will introduce to you Norma Cowley.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How do I follow that? You know, it's so interesting because I woke yesterday when I was thinking about what I was going to speak, and Trish didn't announce my title if you don't know it. What is it, Trish?
It is Survival Kit.
For the Bible Kit, yeah. That's because when Lynn phoned me quite a while ago, that was the thought that came to my head. So last weekend I spoke, I know I've diverted a little bit, but I'll get back. I was teaching a 3-day weekend workshop. It's a weekend, maybe 3 days. And I started then, I was trying to think about what I was going to do. And I thought, well, Monday's here, I'll begin thinking about it. And then it became Tuesday, and then it became Wednesday. Because what I do is kind of throw it in the back of my head and let it percolate and see what comes out. So what I was going to say, yesterday I went for my walk, which is approximately 20 minutes, so I kind of had my 12 figured out. And then we sit here and we have a 20-minute meditation, and guess what? A whole different talk kind of came up. Oh, I forgot, I woke up out of a dream this morning where I was talking about something. So, and then Christina raised her heart, says, what are you going to talk about today? And I looked at her and said, I have no idea. We're going to have fun and see what comes up. And those that know me know I have lots of ideas and lots to talk about and lots to share. And again, I want to thank you all for having me because it's a great pleasure for me to come and speak on the other side rather than just sitting there. Survival kits made me think about some of the things that have gone on. Do you remember a few years ago when they told you about earthquakes and how you had to have your survival kit? I was wondering, how many of you actually have a survival kit? Anybody? Hands up. Earthquake survival kit. A few of you. Okay, how many of you have in your medicine chest a sort of a survival kit if something happens around the house? You know, little whatever. I don't actually. I need a band-aid. I have to rely on friends. And how many of you have painkillers in your purse?
It'll be mostly women.
In your purse. There should be more homes. No? I'll tell you, a lot of years ago, I was speaking at a psychic society in New Westminster. I'll mention that for a new lady. And I had a very bad back issue, and I had a lot of pain in my back, and in fact, I was lying down like a lot of the time. But I had made a commitment to go, so guess what? I went. But I had forgotten to take the painkillers I needed for my muscles. And so even I said, as the break was happening when I was beginning to feel my back come over, does anybody have a painkiller? And do you know that over half the audience put their hands up? And for me, that was a shock at the time because I was not a person who walked around with a lot of pills. But that was what people do, is they walk around with their little survival kit in case they get pain. And lately, because of some experiences in my life, I've been finding out how many people are on antidepressants. I'm not going to ask you if you are. You can keep that. But I am surprised at how many I'm running into that are. I know when I was 16, they put me on them for a wee while because I wasn't very. That's a lot of years ago now. But 16 was probably my most miserable year of my life. And I've had some pretty big ones. So why don't we talk about survival, because we're all here, we've survived. And I don't think there's anybody young enough in here that hasn't gone through some trauma, that hasn't had their world fall apart, that they haven't wished they were on the other side, right now, please. And that's one of the things I remember in my early years of metaphysical studies was that this was the schoolroom. I mean, sorry, I thought that meant the front. Oh, Jesus. Over on the other side was where we went and did the theory and we did more learning, et cetera, and then we come here to be in the practical. So how do we get to test our practical awareness if we don't have these challenges that come along? If we do not know what exactly is going to happen, it's nice that I found as I've worked through a lot of my personal issues and stuff, we'll say, that I get longer and longer periods of time where it's pretty equal and even. And then something occurs. Because we don't live an independent life. We live with families, or even when, like me, who live away here, my family tends to live a long way away in many ways, seeing I'm from another country. Life competes because you have friends. And then you create things. I mean, anything like me, I'm one of those people that used to put their foot in it all the time. And then I try to get my foot out, and I go in up to my knee. And then I try to get myself out, and the next thing I find I was really struggling, and it'll be, oh my goodness, how do I get out of this? And I learn, don't even try. When you put your foot in it, you put your foot in it. The acceptance of who you are, and the acceptance that you have a mouth that runs away with you was part of my journey. And guess what? What I found is the minute I accepted that, I didn't do it as much. I still do it sometimes. That's what happens when you're psychic and you get tired. Things come out of your mouth that you shouldn't say. I always pride myself on being a trained psychic, and that when people meet me, I'm just a person. But when I'm tired, sometimes that line of thinness comes through, and it's in the mouth of, earth did I say that for? So what is it we're here for anyway? You know, people come to me all the time, what's my purpose? What am I doing? Do I do this? Do I do that? Do I do the other? And I teach people personal responsibility. I teach people that we're here to decide and make decisions and live with those consequences, because some of them aren't always great. And you know what? That's okay. You just make another one and you move on. But most of us cling. We cling, and we cling to what we know. It's the unfortunate thing is that so often, as we get older, I know that when I was younger, looking at the older generation, of which I'm now part of, it was like looking at people who kind of stopped creating and living and being. Thank goodness I think I'm in that age group that is leading the trend that just because you're past a certain age that you stop experimenting and you stop challenging and you stop finding new ideas. I had a channeling group on Friday night, a small one, and one of the guys came through with a concept that, because I always listen, you see, and I sit in and listen, I just sit back and let them use my voice, that I was like, wow, I never thought of saying it that way. And that was about letting go. And I'm still processing it. Because this friend of mine who happened to be there for this channeling night was having difficulty letting go. And what the guide said to her was, forget about letting go, just know that's how it was. It is no more. Now there's a level of acceptance, another word that I teach a lot of, say things as they are, because then you're free to make a different decision. But I never put it in the sense of, it was. That's how it was. When I look back over my life, I have a lot of things I'm very glad that was. And I was lying in bed thinking this morning after my dream woke me up, is that how often do we celebrate those things that really were great? That really supported us. One of my high moments, I think I remember the low ones very well, even though I've discharged all the emotionality about them, but what about those high ones I had? When I broke new ground. And I was sitting here remembering something I hadn't remembered for a long, long time. I moved from Richmond when my kids were little to White Rock. I always say White Rock was waiting for me. I was there 30 years, and I came in, and then I was... I was doing a lot of different things. I was teaching tarot and working stuff. And I think I quit work for a while. They had to get my kids assimilated into where they were going. And they needed a convener, a carnival. Something I had never done in my life.
know, this steps up. And I remember thinking then, hiding away, I was really proud of myself because I took something I knew nothing about and made it happen. And I learned about delegation, even though it was not my favorite point or the best point. I did learn about that because I knew nothing about creating school crime rules. How many times in my life has worked that way? I knew nothing about something, but I went and did it anyway. And I think that's how we live our lives. We either freeze up and find a safe little world and make it safe for ourselves, or we are willing to open the door and step out and see what happens. Even if we get slammed, well, at least we know. I just think of my kids when they came home and they got their math wrong. Good, you know that doesn't work. Now figure out how it does. And that's what I think the attitude we need about life. Good, it didn't work. Now, a couple of marriages later, and then I went ahead because I didn't want to make that same mistake again. Now I'm going to go to the door and going, but I'm older now. And I told the other day, jeepers, I heard where someone was 90 and 89 got married. Now this is hope for at least a relationship stuff. My goodness. Because I went safe. And actually, there's a little part of me that wants to beat myself up. And I go, why? Because that's what was. You are now out of the door. The barn door has been open and you're willing to step out. That's the main thing, to step through. Now I'm going to say, here I am now, nearly 70, ready to step through a door that may nothing may happen. It just might be a lovely green pasture with no creeks or trees or anything else. It just may be that's what it is. Or it may be a hurricane. I don't know. But I think the willingness to assume that it's okay is what's important. The willingness to be able to move forward is important. Trish mentioned earlier that I've been doing some work with people's souls. I am so fascinated with people's souls. I do soul impression drawings with my 1 hour reading. I talk about souls, I clear souls. And that's what got me started, actually, beginning of this year. Because sometimes in my clearing work, my transformation clearing work, the soul has stuff on it. And I would go back and I would begin to find stuff further. And then it came to my mind that maybe I could go right back to the beginning. So a few friends willingly volunteered. Then I put out, I'm going to do a special through my email list, which you're welcome to sign up for. And what I began to discover was even more than that I already knew. And I knew quite a bit already based on the work I did. So there's some myths out there that I would like to dispel. First of all, how many of you here believe or have heard that you choose your parents? That's really a big myth out there. Oh yes, you choose your parents. I knew years and years ago that wasn't true. Some people choose their parents. Many of us don't. Many of us, for various reasons, just arrive in the body that you are here. Which I'm not going to, I don't have time to go into all of those. But there are many reasons. Myth number two. You chose to come to this planet. How many of you heard that one? A lot of you. You chose to be here. Sorry again, I'm going to bust that one. That is not true. Some of you did. Some of you actually evolved from here. But many, and more I discover, come here from various ways. One is this. Do you remember in our history how when you lived in England and you did something wrong, they sent you to Australia or maybe the Americas? Right, they did. They sent you away, right? When I first ran across a person who had been sent here from somewhere else, I thought it would be rare. Now, how much of a drop of the population do I actually read for on this level? Like, I don't even know if it's a drop compared to our 7 billion people. But when they started showing up, once my mind got big enough to accept, oh, because I'm always open to all sorts of new wonderful things, oh, this person got sent here. Okay, thinking it's rare. Then I began to find more and more and more and more. It wasn't that I was looking for them, believe me, they just were showing up. They're going to sit here. Now, I accepted that and worked with that because I'll tell you what happens with people who are sent here very often. The planet, or usually a planet, they're the rebels. And they tried to overcome or change or whatever, and they got caught, and then they're sent away. Just as we repeated here on Earth. We just don't have anywhere to send them, so wait till I have a colony up there on the moon or something, and I'll send you out there. Or who knows? Facing, you know how they have movies where they have your, I think there's a new Stallone, that's what's in a movie coming when they've got you sent in some special place where you can't escape from. Anger. So many people come in with anger, mad, furious at the injustices, because their cause was right. What are rebels always believe in their cause, right? What do you think they bring in with them? That energy. And what do you think their lives are like? Not good. And they come to a place, often coming to me, wondering why their life isn't working. So when okay, we cleared it up and things stopped, then they have to learn to rethink differently. But then like this, this year, I've learned a whole lot of new stuff. Because when I started doing the soul origins, taking a look right back to the beginning from when you first sprang into being as a soul, and I cannot explain to you how wonderful that feels. A drop of energy that is absolutely free from any kind of judgment or feeling. It just is. When we talk about becoming into isness, that is the absolute purity element of who we are, and that's what I believe each one of us is striving to move back to. Clear of all judgment and free from the emotional. That's another topic around Earth. Just that free-flowing being. So when you go there and you take a look, and I've seen many, many different souls and their journeys, and I've learned wonderful things. I've experienced wonderful feelings. But I've also experienced the other. Horrible places. People in pain. And people being sent to wonderful, wonderful healing energies. But what I really wanted to share with you today was how many people are here because there were space travelers that got stranded. It's like amazing how many really few of these I've done and how many have been stranded. Just think of that. Now, I kind of got stranded once in my life, and it feels pretty helpless and uncertainty about what's going on and how you're going to get yourself out of that situation. Right? And the first time I found and heard about someone being stranded was at a past life regression workshop that I was doing at a spiritualist church in Burnaby. And one of the participants, because I talked about how we talk about past lives, but actually there's future lives because it runs into the concept of all time as one, and past and present and future, you can bounce around in them. And this young fellow said, when he kind of came out, was looking a bit stunned, and he said, I went into the future, and I got, and it was 3,000, I think it was 3,600 and something, but it wasn't 3,000, we were in 82. He said, my spaceship crashed, and I couldn't get out. It was the first time I ever heard of it. And I went, oh, okay, you know, whatever. And because he's here now, and he's going to deal with now. But since the beginning of the year, when I've done some of these soul origin readings, several people in various ways, in fact, the first one I did, the lady had been stranded. And it was really interesting because it was actually fascinating. I'll never forget. I usually forget things because you just see how you carry all that. But this one I never forgot because it was first. And it was just so interesting. The spaceship had come down, they parked their spaceship, and it was a long, what we would call more of a cigar-type spaceship, not a round one. I think there was five of them. There might have been three, because it's getting quite a ways to go now. But anyway, it was definitely three or more. And they wandered Earth for 2.5 years collecting information. Now, they wandered it not as you and me in physical form, but in astral form, so they could see, they could be amongst you, you would not see them. So they observed. They were observers. Now, don't we send people out in the old days, to Africa, to down into the Americas, down south there, men on their boats going out. How many of them got trapped on Pacific Islands? I know I died on one of those trips once. Well, what happened with this group? They came back at the arranged time to their spaceship. They got into their spaceship to take off home when the spaceship didn't work. So it would be like all of a sudden you go back on your sailing boat to go home, back to where it'd be Spain or England or Portugal, they were all out there running the seas. And for some reason your sails have rotted. And you got to go home. And this lady who I was doing this for said to me, I've always had this feeling that I want to go home. And I always thought it was the spiritual home that they talk about. I realize now it was about going home to the planet. And what it did was make a huge shift for her. Because she really understood it for the first time. This longing inside. So what kind of survival kit do you have when all of a sudden you find yourself in a weird space? I've had people, I'm beginning to understand a lot more about what goes on in space travel. I'll say that. But one of those is like this kind of like grids that a lot of the ships run on, and energy stream grids. And one gal said, one life, I could see the boat, it was supposed to go there. I couldn't tell you what that kind of was. But it came, it made a veer somehow. It reminded me of train tracks, of how we turn the, what do you call that lever, and the tracks go and the train goes in a different direction. Well, their spaceship ended on Earth, except there was no way to get off. So, lots of reasons why. So you don't know why specifically why you're here. Except now you're dealing with all what you've come with. And plus, you must acknowledge that Earth is different than a lot of other places. We are an emotional planet. Because we have these bodies that we have that are connected to the Earth, because this Earth actually is a living being in its own way, we are connected to the Earth, so we have these things called feelings, and because we do not always flow with them, we turn them into emotions, so we become an emotional planet, and we get stuck here. So even if the soul could leave and go beyond some other way, because there is definitely a different dimension we could go to, and then move on beyond, but we get stuck here, because we're flying with these feelings that we don't know. Now, I know that I've been here a long, long time. Everyone tells me, you're such an old soul. Oh, who cares? I didn't get it, did I? If I was still around. Jesus. And maybe I won't get it this time or the next time, because you know what? It doesn't matter, because I've come to learn to love humanity. And if I'm here forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, they're strong. They assume the responsibilities for all things. They keep on and on. They endeavor to struggle out of whatever it is. But the unique thing is, you need to remember, just as the guide said on Friday night, whatever came before today was. It was. But what is? For every moment you have the choice to be your best beingness. You have that choice to reach into that essence of you and integrate yourself in such a way that it doesn't matter what's gone on before. My original teacher said to me when I was all of 22 with two little kids, you will be a great reader because of your life's experiences. And I thought he was bloody nuts. I truly did. What experiences? I'm a mother with two little kids. Well, I'll tell you, I have pretty well had, people keep saying I should write my biography. Well, maybe someone else will do it for me. Most of it comes out in my books anyway, but I have had such an interesting, varied life that I often wished I hadn't, because it was painful. Times and it hurt, and I didn't always get what I wanted, but it's taught me so that when people sit across from me
and they tell me their story, or actually what happens, I tell the family story, when I hear their story, I know either I've been through it, or I know somebody who has. And that's why, as Jan says, respect your elders. It's because when we've been in the trenches and we've come out, we didn't give up. We had our survival kit, whether it was a small one, a large one, or a big one. We've had that. We've worked with that so that we survive. But my goal is that each one of you survive happy, as that song says. That you have in your heart a sense of bigness, of love, generosity, compassion, an understanding that goes way beyond the troubles that we have. Oh, I just had a bill come in that I didn't expect, and I was like, that blew all my thoughts that I had. Oh, well, I have to accept, but at least I am grateful that I can at least pay that. Now, let's wait for more. You see, what we allow to bind us up, what we allow to stop us and become less than, because we have situations in our lives that come up again and again and again. The thing is, do you handle it easier than the next time it comes around? Do you handle it more effectively? Does it make a big dent or a wave in your own psyche or not? Because that's what you're here to do, is to grow. Because today when you leave this body, that growth element is where you go. I just had a person in recently asking me about their mother. I didn't realize, first of all, that the mother was dead. That would have helped. It really does help when they tell me, first of all, the person's dead. I'm not a medium like Lynn and Laurel. That's not my forte. But I can tune into people's vibration. It doesn't matter where they are. And so this mother was still struggling with her limitations. And something told me something wasn't quite right, and I said, you know, so, could you do that, give me an age? And they did, they gave me an age, but didn't help me, I need to because she's dead. So anyway, they told me, and then I had to, okay, this person concerned about their mother, she finally said, well, I haven't heard from her. And I said, that's funny, you still haven't heard from her, just like a phone call, it's true, we haven't heard from her in this field, we know. And I said, you're not going to for a while. You're not going to. So she asked about her father. He was fine. He had no problem at all. So it's like, what is that vibration? What are we open to? Do as much work as you possibly can here so you can be free to enjoy what's over there for you. Do you work? My students come in. Because I have my Wednesday night group. A couple of you are here, which is always nice to see. I have my transformation therapist group going on right now as well. And it's really interesting to be able to hear and see how people grow little by little, letting go, knowing what was, knowing what is, knowing what you want to create. But most of all, as I'm sure my time is getting close here, is to know that you are absolutely loved without measure if you allow it in. You know, people sometimes come in, well, God, we'll just say God. If you have trouble with that word, like Trish says, please get over it. Doesn't matter what you call that energy. God abandoned me. And we know, those of us, you're never abandoned. We abandon. We quit. We don't dig into our survival kit at all and say, there is a force in this universe that's in and through all things and is there for me 100% all the time. Am I willing to allow that in to be with me? Do I feel that I honor myself enough to be honored, respected? Do I respect myself enough to be respected? Because that love is absolutely unconditional. It doesn't matter what you've done. Hey, I've done everything. I've been off the rails. I mean, I can give you a list of things we don't really want to talk about. And I have. Because there's no use hiding anything, because at some point it comes out. Maybe the old days when you saw our petticoat showing, right? Your petticoat showing here. I put a skirt on today. That was really nothing new. To experience, to go and be more, to become more, means you can't hide whatever what you perceive as weakness is actually your strength. Hope it for another day.
But know that love is there. And know that how you have survived today, if it's working for you, great. If it's not working for you, I'm seeing you. And on that note, is there anything else I need to say? I don't know. I want to thank you for